Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgie and Lachlan with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, residents of a small town in Innisfail in far north Queensland are being urged to take shelter amid a flood emergency the mayor has described as unpredicted. There have been several reported floodings of properties across the town due to the heavy rain that caused the Copperfield Dam to spill on Tuesday. The Gregory Development Road between Innisfail and Gulf Developmental Road has been closed due to flooding, according to QLD Traffic. Heavy rain has also closed the Gilbert River Bridge between Croydon and Georgetown.
Scientists from more than 20 institutions are calling for more rigour in how tests for microplastics in the human body are conducted. Concerns have been raised about the accuracy of some testing being used, amid fears it may be overstating the level of plastics found. Professor Kevin Thomas from the University of Queensland said there was an urgent need to slow down and apply a bit more rigour to microplastic testing. One of the techniques to identify microplastics has been shown to misidentify human proteins and fats as microplastics, as some compounds in the body can break down during testing and give similar chemical signatures to microplastics.
In national news, the federal government is moving to enforce a new national medical record aimed at navigating the influx of private online prescriptions being made available. The record would display an overarching monitoring system for patients' prescription medication, helping healthcare providers to better assist in the management of patient care. Moving to be structured over the current My Health record system, the new record faces challenges, particularly in sectors of patient privacy and consent, challenges that Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says will be considered over the course of this year's consultation period.
The Albanese government has recently completed upgrades to the Tyndall RAF base in the Northern Territory, with an estimated cost of roughly $355 million. The project supports the operation of four remotely piloted surveillance aircrafts, which the government considers important amid growing tensions in the Indo-Pacific region. The Assistant Defence Minister states that the drones have no strike capability or armaments, and will instead allow for up to 24 hours of continued surveillance and monitoring of shipping routes.
In international news, India and the EU have negotiated a historic trade deal that could impact up to 2 billion people and a third of the global trade. The agreement, being described as the mother of all trade deals, will see EU exports to India doubling by 2032, while tariffs will be reduced by up to 96%, thereby saving some 4 billion euros a year. The agreement involves dropping tariffs on cars, alcohol, machinery, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, agricultural products, and more. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the agreement will bring major opportunities for people of Europe and India, coming after massive tariffs for both New Delhi and Brussels from the Trump administration.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.